On part one of our special, Tony showed us how to make a decadent foie gras. Today, we are back in the kitchen to learn how to make Tony's special savory sun-dried olive bread that doesn't require any kneading. Serve it with the foie gras to commemorate a vegan Lent.
This morning I'm going to be cooking a bread for you that is absolutely fabulous because it's got no kneading. All you have to do is mix it up. It's a yeast-based bread. You get a wonderful, crusty, warm loaf, which I'll tell you more about later. And all you have to do is let it rise and bake it. Please feel free to use whatever flour you have available. I'm going to be using a stone ground flour, which I normally keep in the fridge. It keeps it fresher for longer because stone ground flour contains everything, which means that it's live, far healthier than the others. I'm going to be adding 3 cups here. I only use Himalayan salt. It's far healthier than the stuff that you buy from your local supermarket. And this requires roughly a teaspoon. I don't use measurements much. Yeast, you can either use standard yeast that you can get from your local baker, or you can use instant yeast, which is just a lot easier. We use a little bit of sugar in here to activate the yeast. And that's about a tablespoon. That should be fine. I try and use raw sugar where possible, just because it's been processed a little bit less. And I need some olive oil. Again, feel free to use whatever oil you find in the cupboard. This is just to add a little bit of vumma to it. It makes it a little bit more moist. And I need 1.5 cups of warm water. We mix all of this together first, just to sort of spread everything. I was going to make sun-dried olive bread, so I'm going to chop up the sun-dried olives quickly. These have been dried with rosemary, which is quite nice. Dried olives are better than wet olives for this, simply because they don't make the bread soggy. They add a really nice drink of flavour. I'm also going to add dried onion to this. Dried onion is fabulous. Again, it will give it flavour, a little bit of depth, without making it soggy. More water gets added to this. And feel free to use whatever container is available that you can bake in. You don't have to use a bread tin. You can cook or bake bread in a cake tin if you like. Gives it an interesting shape. And you have this wonderful batter. And as you bite through it, you're going to find little bits of onion and olive. It will just add another dimension. Right. That is going to rest for a while. I'm going to put a cloth over it and let it rise. You can add anything you like to the bread. You can leave it plain if you wish. You can add bran. You can use sun-dried tomatoes. A really nice combination is chopped, dried, or glaceed pineapple and pecan nuts, or walnuts and olive, or sun-dried tomato and rosemary. Grab a handful of something that interests you and throw it in, and that way you can get variations on a theme. I'm going to put this aside to rise in the meantime. And we'll come back later when that's ready. Right, my bread, as you can see, has risen really beautifully. And it's not to use corning wire because it's just really handy and it doesn't stick. And I'm just going to put it into the oven, which is now come to temperature. I'm going to leave it in there at 195 for 10 minutes. And then I'm going to reduce the temperature to 180 and leave it for about an hour. You can always tell your bread is cooked when you turn it out. If you rap on the bottom and it sounds hollow, it's done. But I do want to say, don't be tempted to cut into the bread straight away. Let it rest for 10 minutes so that everything can settle. Otherwise, you end up with a glutinous mess when you cut, and it all falls apart. And it looked so wonderful. It'll still taste amazing, but it'll just look awful. So just control yourself and hang in there and wait. Right, finally, my bread is ready. I got a little sidetracked. So it's a little more crisp than I would have hoped. However, I'm going to turn that out and let it stand. Remember I said to you a little bit earlier, it's always best to let bread stand for a while so that I'm busy steaming up all over the show. That the bread has time to settle. And I'll leave it this way up in the meantime because the bottom obviously is sufficiently crusty and we want this to get a bit of crust on it or to stay firm. And while that's busy settling, here, as I mentioned earlier, is our pâté. So all we need to do is do this. It only looks divine. And I'm going to take a sprig of sage and a piece of rosemary because I really like rosemary. And plonk that in there like so. And I defy anybody not to enjoy that. We've got mushrooms, we've got nice, deep, richly flavored mushrooms, both fresh and dried. And we've got cashew nuts and balsamic vinegar and soy sauce. And we've got a good grinding of nutmeg and Himalayan salt. And all kinds of other wonderful things in there. Touch of garlic, not too much. And we're going to enjoy this, and I'm sure the cameraman's dying to taste. So I'm going to use an electric knife in a moment to cut the bread. Right, I'm going to make a little bit of noise. Now tell me that that doesn't look absolutely fabulous. And it's what we call a scharfachter snee because it's so thick. Right, and now I've cut the bread and I've turned it around for you, and you can see that this is studded with sun-dried olives that have been flavored with rosemary. And we use the dried onions in here so that the bread doesn't become too moist and sticky. And I'm going to cut a couple more slices, but I'm sure that our cameraman will have to try some. And as you can see, the slice is absolutely beautiful, so I think that you need to try that. And I'm going to have a little bit over here myself. And I definitely want to have another slice of this this pâté. And you could serve this with crackers, you could serve it with your bread, you could serve it on its own with a salad, or with a medley of mushrooms. So you could have this and possibly some marinated raw mushrooms. You could make a mushroom brazil, which is finely chopped mushrooms cooked with onions and spices and liquid flavour of your choice. So you could do a little bit of everything, and in fact you would then, I would also serve it with a mushroom soup. So you have four different things that contain mushrooms. So here goes. Mm. I think this is divine.
Mmm. Delicious. Mmm. Very nice.
Does that mean you're staying for lunch?
Definitely. Great. All crispy. I can taste the mushrooms. Very nice.
Good. Good.
Mm, and the olives. Mmm. Very nice.
Now, but the olives give a roundness of flavour. Mm. It adds saltiness.
Mm, very
and
nice.
A texture, and it brings everything together, I think, quite nicely.
Do you think there is enough?
Well,
thank
I can make more. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. Don't go away, because coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, and we look forward to seeing you again. Bye.
For more information on Beauty Without Cruelty, South Africa, and defending animal rights, please visit www.bwcsa.co.za.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.